Hello and welcome to your Age of Darkness weekly briefing, or perhaps weekender briefing, if you prefer.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot.
The weekender briefing. It is presently February 5th, 2017. The weekender has been over for about an hour and a half, and we're ready to give you guys our first impressions. Now, to be clear, a lot of the information for the seminars and everything like that hasn't, you know, people have started like sort of typing out stream of consciousnesses like point form kind of stuff online. There'll be more information that comes out throughout the week as people organize their notes. We're also really lucky that our co-host Miles attended. So when episode 40, what's the next episode?
48,
right?
48 or 49.
Okay, so when the new episode of the main show drops later this week, we'll be able to prod him for some more detailed information. For your weekly briefing, this is just our first impressions of what happened, sort of a rundown of stuff you might not have missed if you didn't spend the whole weekend furiously pressing F5 to reload your browser to see all the new stuff that was coming out, because that's how I spent my weekend.
Pressing F5?
Yeah, just furiously pressing F5.
You just need a cell phone. You can swipe down and it refreshes for you.
Yeah.
Just swipe down.
My system works. my system works just fine. Thank you.
So F5 with one finger, beer in the other.
That was pretty much my Saturday. Yeah. Oh, it's better than your Saturday.
Oh fuck yeah. Well yeah, whatever.
anyways, Mark had a bad apocalypse experience, but this is neither here nor there.
Yeah, good. I'll just say one thing. My dice were so fucking ice cold, I've never had them that roll that bad for me in the game ever. Like, literally, between all my super heavies, Titan and everything, I killed a single knight and like did like 9 hull points.
Oh, that just sucks. Yeah,
it was brutal, man. Absolutely brutal.
Well, you know what happens. That happens to me a lot, so what are you going to do? This is just going to be a quick briefing of everything that you might have missed if you weren't paying attention this weekend. It's going to be coming out on the Sunday, so if you don't feel like watching the Super Bowl, you can listen to us.
Yep.
Okay, let's just dive into it, because this is supposed to be a short show, and we'll get into more detail later in the week as, you know, we've organized our thoughts, and that's going to be the main show, dropping. Dude, if you guys like the Age of Darkness podcast, and if you're listening to this, you probably do. I don't know why, but this is going to be a good week. This is a good week for Eye of Horus to be on hiatus, because we got like 3 episodes dropping this week. We got this one, the weekly briefing. Episode 2 of Battle of Helotherion should be out Monday or Tuesday. And at the end of the week, we got episode 48 of the main show. So lots of content coming for you from the Age of Darkness. But let's dive into the weekender briefing.
Cool. Did you want to hit up the regular? I guess people probably already know the regular releases from Forge World.
Can I actually just mention one thing before we dive in? Something really important. Do you recall our gripe episode of our Christmas episode when we went through the year and there was some negative stuff that we didn't really like? I don't think we were overly negative, but there was a little bit of griping. And one of the things that we griped about was that it felt that the Weekender wasn't very accessible. And since it's a marquee event, we suggested that it should be more accessible to people that don't have a chance to attend year after year. And Forge World this year, man, they did such a great job sort of making everybody feel included. Because they had, on the Warhammer community webpage, they actually had a live blog from Forge World. And they actually posted a huge amount of information on there, information that normally we would have gone to blogs or on Facebook and stared at blurry pictures. Not that we don't appreciate the blurry pictures, but right after they previewed new models, for example, they put them right onto their like professional pictures. They threw that right onto the Warhammer community webpage. That is amazing.
Hell yeah, man.
And, we'll talk about Angelus later, a little bit of what's going to be in Angelus. They posted that on there, too. And the other piece of great news is that they actually recorded a few of the seminars, from what I understand. And that's going to be you're going to be able to stream that on Warhammer TV. I'm not getting any kickbacks for this. I'm not even a subscriber right now to Warhammer TV. I probably will be this week, though. But what I mean by this is Forge World, we noticed this all of last year, but Forge World is doing, and Games Workshop is doing such a such a great job right now, or a better job, of engaging with the community and allowing people that aren't that don't live in the UK can't attend these regularly, allowing us to sort of feel involved a little bit. And I don't know, I was blown away by Forge World this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
It shows you how bad it was when I'm just like beside myself with excitement by having actually professional pictures of stuff, because they just realize, you know, people are just posting that stuff, like camera phone pictures of these models anyway. Why not put out good pictures?
Yeah,
it seems so basic and simple, but it was so bad in the darkness of the Kirby era that this is exciting to me. So let's just dive in, Mark. Where do you want to start?
Why don't we start with novels? How about that?
Perfect. So a bunch of new novels were announced for the next couple of years. A couple of these we knew they were coming, but some really cool stuff. So Mark, what do we got coming up?
Let's see. Well, there's eight novels that I found listed that are coming out this year, actually.
Eight?
Yeah, we've got, it's weird. There's one actually titled Fulgrim that's coming out in October.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's it's a Primark book.
Oh, that's one of the... Okay, that's... Because I have a big question mark next to it, because I was thinking, is this going to be, like, part of the series?
But No. It's his Primark book. You know, everybody's getting Primark books?
Yeah, same thing with the Perturabo one as yep. well. We've got the Talarn Anthology coming out.
Yes! 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 Once again, our little minor gripes... I'm not going to say that you're listening to the show and say, hey, Age of Darkness is correct. We should definitely put out a Talarn anthology. I think we all know they were going to do it eventually. But if you recall, almost a year ago when we reviewed the Talarn books, we discussed the Talarn books, we were saying it's like these are such awesome fucking stories that they should be more accessible. And you're like, just put them out in a book. In some that everybody can read. Because not enough people have read these amazing fucking books. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's friggin' great. After that, we've got an audio drama, Dark Compliance. I just put that in the book section because eventually it'll be in a book format, but...
Yeah, I have no doubt.
We've also got the Lorgar book coming out as well for another one of the Primark series.
Yep.
We've got Echoes of Revenge. I wasn't able to dig up too much information on this. Did you find anything about this one?
Echoes of Revenge?
Yeah.
Isn't it Echoes of Revelation?
Possibly. I have Revenge written down.
It's Echoes of Revelation.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It's an audio drama anthology.
Awesome.
So, we're not sure what's going to... Again, this is just first impressions and what information we could glean from not being there. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be an audio drama anthology.
There's Shattered Legions.
Yeah, that's when... we knew that one was coming out.
Yeah. The art for that one's pretty sick. I like that picture on the front. Looks like a bunch of fucking Iron Hands and a few Salamanders, maybe some Raven Guard. I didn't see any in the picture, kicking some ass.
Oh, there's a Raven Guard.
Okay.
Looks very interesting. And, but again, this is another thing that I think we knew was coming out.
Yeah. And lastly, I have the Binary Secession.
Yep. That's another audio drama that's coming out in March.
Yeah. I wonder what the fuck's going on that one. There's like Custodes in front of an Imperator Titan.
It's a continuation of the Mars storyline, from what I understand.
Oh, finally. Awesome.
Again, there's more information out there about the Binary Succession, because that one was announced a little while ago.
Yeah, definitely. So where do you want to go from here? Do you want to jump into all the minis?
I think that's the big thing. There's two big things, which was Angelus. Some information came out about Angelus. And, of course, a heap of new fucking models.
Yeah, actually, I've got three big things.
You got three big things. Okay.
But let's go through the models. So the Tyrant Siege Terminators were previewed, and people saw the models, and
yes!
painted models.
Yes! Yes!
You must be happy.
Woo! Oh, man. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited. I've been complaining for years and years. I mean, the rules came out in 2014. It's been a source of much consternation for me that for some reason... fucking the entire Solar Auxiliary line came out and I still didn't have Tyrant Terminators. Iron Havoc still not to be seen, but that's okay. The Tyrant Terminators is fucking amazing. What were your impressions about these guys?
Okay, well, the first picture I saw was just the gray plastic, and I was like, these don't look fancy at all. They don't look like anything, because you know, you just sort of skim in over these pictures. And then the color picture came out. I'm like, holy shit, these guys actually look fucking good.
Yeah, well, the yeah, exactly. Because what wound up happening, sort of the timeline of our Saturday, just like furiously trying to refresh the page or different blog pages. Essentially, okay, you have the gray resin version showed up. And, I mean, it looked cool and everything, but my first impression was, like, it looks a lot like the Cromlech conversion.
It's very similar, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Because, well, I guess Cromlech made Games Workshop-style Cyclone Terminators, Cyclone Missile Launchers, so can't really expect them to be that much different.
Yeah, well, Cromlech and everybody else made them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was looking at that, I was like, yeah, that looks all right, you know. I've been holding off making my own, like every other Iron Warriors player on Earth has made their own Tyrant Terminators by now. I've been holding off because I wanted to see what Forge World had in store for us. So I look at that and I'm like, all right, maybe I should have made my own finally. I shouldn't have denied myself Tyrant Terminators over the years. But then, again, only a few hours later, maybe like an hour later, painted professional-looking pictures dropped of the Tyrants. And my jaw dropped. I fell out of my chair, not literally, because I was on the couch. But you understand what I mean. I figuratively fell out of my chair.
Gotcha. Because
these guys are fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, those helmets?
Yeah, they've got like almost like an evil Stahlhelm style helmet, right? Like the classic German helmet from the two world wars.
Yeah.
It's fucking heavy. They look just nasty and brutal.
So, how many are you going to get?
Okay. Just to the paint scheme, too, is absolutely fantastic. They just look fucking crazy amazing. Okay. Here is my reaction to the Tyrant Terminators coming out. Remember the episode where the episode of The Simpsons where Homer watches? You know, Barney makes this art film about, you know, about his alcoholism?
Yeah.
And then there's a part where, you know, it's like, don't cry for me, I'm already dead or something. And Homer's watching it, and he's saying, I'll never drink a beer again. And then some guy shows up, beer here, I'll take 10. Okay, so my reaction was, okay, a while ago I said, I'm not buying any more resin until I finish painting my militia. Tyrant's here, I'll take 10.
Yeah.
10 sets, not 10 models.
Nice.
No, I'm definitely getting some. I'm not going to be able to help it. I can't help getting a bunch of these. I still wish you could do that. Now that I see how cool they are, I wish you could do that Pride of Legion list. But you can't.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely get two sets right off the bat. So I guess I will get 10.
Awesome.
As soon fucking as they're cool. Available. So I'm super excited about that. And you know what? The other thing I noticed? I'm sure this wasn't on purpose, but if you look at the Tyrant Terminators, they look kind of similar to that Siegebreaker model that came out last year, the event-exclusive Siegebreaker model. He's going to look perfect leading a unit of Tyrant Terminators.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, man, just so cool. So cool. Okay, so that was your weekly briefing.
Yeah, nothing else matters.
I don't care about any of the other stuff. That's all that matters. Fucking Tyrants.
Oh, you're nuts.
Okay. Forge World, I won't get on your case about Iron Havocs for at least 6 months.
Okay, so shall we move on?
I don't really want to, but sure.
Okay. Mortat models.
Mortat.
We've seen the pictures of them before, but we got to see some painted Mortats.
Oh, yeah. They are fucking cool. What do you think of these guys?
I like them a lot. They're freaking cool, for sure.
Okay, first thing I noticed. We have weapons options in a character set.
Yep.
This doesn't happen too often. So you can actually, most of the time when Forge World puts out their characters, you got like one option. You're going to have to convert to get different options in here. This Mortat set, you can either have the Volkites or you can have the Plasmas. Or potentially one of each, as you used to run yours.
Yeah, it's friggin' cool, man, for sure.
Do you think the Plasma Mortat is still usable?
Yeah, you could probably use him. He's not over-the-top crazy anymore, but sure, why not?
A lot of people say that he's not usable anymore since he gets hot on a one or two.
Yeah, who cares?
Just got a
dude anyway.
Yeah, so this guy, really, this is a beautiful fucking model, as usual. I mean, we rarely complain. But yeah, he's got his jump pack. He looks really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely, man. Some other, well, I guess it's exciting for some people. We got the assault cannons. We got some nice pictures of those and the storm shields.
Yes. Okay. Explain these.
Well, these are the assault cannon upgrades for either Imperial Fist or Blood Angel Cataphracti Terminators. And the Storm Shield set is for the Imperial Fist Terminators.
Yeah. Fucking Storm Shields. Great. I mean, I don't have a lot to say. The Storm Shields look fucking awesome. I really like them. They got like the Imperial Eagle. They're shaped like an Imperial Eagle, as they should. Got the big fist. But cool.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I got no big comments to make about either of these two things. These are upgrade kits, and I'm really happy that they're out.
Yeah. Okay, so shall we move into some new Legion stuff?
New Legion stuff. Go for it.
Okay, well, the got to see the Space Wolf Contender Dreadnought. Looks wolfy.
I think it looks cool. Honestly, one of the things I like about it, it's a little bit low-key. It's not what you would expect from like a 40K, like a Murderfang, for example.
Yeah.
it looks subtle. It's got a lot of like runic stuff. It's got it looks like a Viking dreadnought, and as it should. It's got the wolf on one of its pauldrons. It's got a dead wolf on there. Just, I guess, to troll PETA.
I think so.
Yeah. But it's I really like it, actually. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. It's another Contemptor that looks pretty cool for its Legion, so.
Yeah. Well, none of these have been busts. I think it's all right. I think it's nice and subtle. And anyways, if you're playing Space Wolves, why are you running Dreadnoughts anyway? They hate Dreadnoughts. Like, Space Wolves despise Dreadnoughts just because they're like, it's like having their souls taken away or some shit?
Oh, I don't know, probably.
I'm pretty sure it's in, they don't like being in Contemptor Dreadnoughts. I think it's maybe just the Contemptor that they don't like. I don't remember what the details are. I think it's in Prospero Burn, so we'll talk about it soon. But I'm pretty sure they hate Contemptor Dreadnoughts.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
What else?
Okay, well, we got some Thousand Sun stuff. This will make people really happy. I was actually, before we could jump into this, I was a little surprised there wasn't more Space Wolf things previewed.
Well, they got the Primarch already, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's also the best Primarch. But
hey, we can chat about that later.
No, yeah, exactly. Like we'll get to, just as a side note, we're not talking about Inferno today, because we're going to talk about it for 5 episodes, starting with episode 49. We'll talk about that at the end. We'll preview our coverage of Inferno, but that's not for today. But I don't know why Space Wolf players would complain about not having seen too much of their stuff. I had to wait since 2014 for my Tyrants, and you already have your Primarch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just wait a bit. It's coming. It's not coming out in 2020. You know, it's coming out soon, the Space Wolf stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so Thousand Suns. We got some pictures of the model and the model, the Osirian pattern dreadnought.
So this is their second dreadnought, their second Contemptor.
I'm guessing this is a psychic dreadnought.
I would think so.
Yeah, it looks really fucking cool, dude.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
You like it better than the other one?
The Space Wolf or the other Thousand Sun?
The other Thousand Suns dreadnought.
Oh, this is definitely cooler looking than the other Thousand Sun.
I get that it's cooler looking, man, but I still feel... I'm sorry, man, but I don't like that Egyptian headdress on Dreadnoughts. I'm not a fan of that. I don't know why, I just think it looks out of place.
It's fine, come on.
It's
come on.
Really gaudy. But the runics, like the hieroglyphs on it, and everything, it's super. It's like the most Egyptian thing that Forge World has ever produced.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree that it looks really cool. It looks like a little much for me. If we were saying that the Space Wolf one was a little bit like subtle, this is what's the opposite of subtle? Ostentatious. This is an ostentatious fucking dreadnought.
Ooh, good pick. I like that.
I'm taking out my $4 words here. I don't know if that's the expression.
All right. So then,
hey, dude, it has a scythe.
I know, attached to its power fist.
That's pretty cool. No, not it would be a kopesh, right? Not a scythe. It's a kopesh.
Yeah. Kopesh.
Oh, that is fucking cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just. I'd like to refine my earlier statement. I don't think this thing isn't super cool. I think it's wicked cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely amazing. It's amazing sculpt and everything. I think the headdress is a little much, but you know.
You hate headdresses.
Either you like it or you don't. And. Like, I've been looking at it for about a minute and a half, and already it's starting to grow on me, so.
Yeah.
all right, it's not so bad.
So the next thing we got to see were some models of the Let's see if I can get this word right. The Kennets Occult Blade Squad.
The Occult Blade Squad. Which one is that?
They're basically power armor dudes with Kopesh swords. They're like an assaulty psychic squad.
Assaulty psychic squad.
Yeah.
Why don't I have that in my list? Well, why don't you tell me about it? I think I missed this one.
Well, they're basically, it's just an upgrade sprue for your whichever, probably Mark IV, whichever Marines. But they've got really wicked-looking Kopesh-style swords. Won't go really into the rules or anything since we'll be doing that, like JP said, in a five-part series. But they're definitely, I think they're actually, you remember which, there was the compilation novel that came out, The Traitors something or other. It's got like Lucius Carn.
Yeah, yeah.
That one. There's
Face
a story.
Face of the Traitor.
Yeah, Face of the Traitor. There's one where, you know, what's his name? Lucius goes to fight this, like, Thousand Sun Blade Master. I think he's part of this. I think he's part of the Kinet.
Interesting.
Kinet or whatever, because they're, like, super cool.
Wicked.
Okay. After that, we've got the Sekhmet Terminators.
Oh, yeah.
So they're elite Terminator bodyguard sort of unit, and, you know, they've got cool headdresses, cool torsos, cool Kopeshes.
Yeah, we've seen these previewed before. How do you think they compare to the Thousand Suns Terminators that came out recently, the plastic ones?
Oh, boy. A little less of that Thousand Sun stylization that's on the 40K ones. So, but to be honest, you could use the 40K ones fine. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Are there any Zinchian symbols on those? There definitely is, right? On the plastic ones?
I can't remember, possibly, but they'd come off, like, you know, the flick of your knife, so.
Yeah, I agree. The Thousand Ones, the 40K ones would be very much usable. They're very similar, but you can see the evolution, though. You can see that this is a more, not primitive, but an older design.
Well, yeah, well, this would also give you options, too, because these ones are an upgrade kit that looks for Cataphracte, and the ones from 40K look like they're like a Tartaros style. So since you can pick and choose their Terminator armor, you could use both. Easy.
Well, what's interesting is that, yeah, this is a Cataphracti kit. If you look at the arm with the Kopesh,
yeah,
the tassels, you know, in Cataphracti armor, under the pauldron, there's like tassels going down?
Yeah.
Like hanging from it? Well, that's molded onto the arm. So yes, this is clearly only a Cataphracti. I mean, I'm sure you could kit bash it together with Tartaros to make your own, but
yeah,
this is clearly a Cataphracti kit. Oh, it's really cool.
Honestly, with these kits and using the 40K kits, you'll probably end up saving yourself some money if you like using Tartaros Terminators.
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely some cool conversion that you can make. You see the similarities and you see they were working together. The whole Prospero event in November was so well coordinated between Forge World and Games Workshop. They were clearly working together on this project. There's just no way that this is like, even though it's like we're all going to make Space Egyptians. I mean, clearly the two design studios were passing notes back and forth.
Yeah.
You can see the similarities. It's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. So lastly, something a little more from the Thousands near and dear to your heart, the Castellax Ake Battle Automatas, the psychic robots.
Psychic robots. Okay, now these, this is another model that took me aback.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't know they were going to be released because we saw a painting of it from Inferno. It was like, oh, these are fucking cool. But we were seeing these things, and I didn't think they were going to be released or that we were going to get like models so soon.
But yeah,
these things look so cool.
I know. Do you almost want to play Thousand Suns now?
I just want to play these.
You probably won't just be able to play.
No,
those,
it's
though.
The claws, man. It's the claws are so cool, and they're like the big orb in the middle. I mean, this is such a wicked play on the Castellax model, which is already a great model. But I don't know, man. This makes it look so much cooler. I would buy these just for the claws to use as what are those saw blades called for Castellax?
I don't know. The saw blades? I'm not sure.
Not the shock chargers. They have two options. Shock chargers or the other thing.
Power blades. Those are the saw.
Yeah, the power blades. Yeah. I would fucking love to just take these guys' arms. It's going to be expensive conversion, and I'm not going to do it, but
you know what? It would just cool. It would just be better is just have a Thousand Suns Allied Detachment. Oh, come on, man. Come on.
No, I don't think you can.
You can't take an allied detachment?
Well, I don't think you could take these in allied attachment. What's the rule? I mean, you're going to need something with a Cortex controller.
Yeah, you can do that.
It'd be a heavy support. I don't know.
You could do it. You could totally do it. And then you'd have, like, you could fight Eldar psychic shenanigans.
Yeah, but how do you take a... I don't know how it works. I don't know how that would work, but I have a feeling that you won't be able to take these in an allied detachment.
It's possible.
You can only... With the regular rules, you need something with Cortex controller, which means you need to take a Forge Lord.
Yep.
And a Forge Lord is a support officer. No, he's not. He's not a support officer.
He's not, no.
Yeah, you could take... I have no idea. We'll see.
It's cool, though, man.
Oh, man, it's so cool. I just want these. I don't want a Thousand Suns detachment. I'm not that big of a fan of that Legion. I just want these. I want these.
Oh, totally. Like, man, like you could replace that head with, like, put a big fucking skull on it.
Oh, that'd be cool. I think I might buy one of these just to paint it at the end of the day. It's just that's how cool this model is.
Okay. So let's jump into Mechanicum, because they got something.
They sure did. Well, this...
Actually, they got a couple things. They've got the Kraconis Assault Tank.
And what is this?
Basically, it's like the armored conveyor, except it's got these giant missile racks that pop up on the top.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
Definitely. And the model was there, too. That's fucking awesome. Like, this is great. It's not just a picture. They also, they didn't have a lot of transfers previewed, but they did preview the transfers for House Malinax, the Scorpion ones.
Yeah.
This is going to make a lot of people happy, I think.
That is one of my favorite color schemes for Knights. Possibly my favorite color scheme for Knights is the Malinax. Because Malinax, are they the ones that are allied, that are often allied with the Death Guard? I think they might be.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's got that bone color. It's just a beautiful color scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, these transfers. I mean, what more can we say about these transfers? Like, we say it every time. They're just glorious. They're glorious.
They're freaking amazing. So, Sisters of Silence, I almost said Sisters of Battle there. Sisters of Silence got previewed their transport, the Kharon Pattern Accusator.
Ah, yes. This was the, how to put it? The controversial model that was released this weekend, or that was previewed this weekend.
Yeah, well, why do you say that?
Not everybody liked it. A lot of people said it looked dumb, which surprised me.
Kind of looks like an armored blimp, but...
Yeah, well, it's been compared to, like, something out of Dune. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it looks fucking wicked.
Yeah, I like it. It's something totally new.
Exactly, it's different. This is so completely different.
Yeah.
Now, this is sort of a vehicle version of a black ship, eh?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, there's one thing I don't understand about this model. Okay, if you're looking at it, you got, like, this front part. And I think it's removable. And I heard that there's actually slots for magnets. Because you remove it, and then you have the Oculus.
Yeah.
Like, the Oculus that will open up, and that's how the sisters will get out. And there's this front piece that apparently is removable.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Like...
Yeah. I think it's absolutely wicked, and you're totally right. It's so completely different. So completely different than anything we've seen in this universe. I love this thing. And I can't believe my understanding, before we got more details about what's in Inferno, my understanding of the Sisters of Silence weren't getting very much at all. Cause they're like a, cause the original plan for Inferno, from what I understand, was that, there's gonna be full lists for sisters and for custodies. And eventually they decided not to do a full list. And decided to actually do Talons of the Emperor, which would be sort of a mix of the two. I didn't know Sisters were going to get a vehicle, so I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, that's their it's their dedicated transport. I think it has 5 hull points.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just fucking awesome. No, it's really cool. I like how different it is. I don't understand. A lot of people don't like it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's wicked. So let's move on to the coolest models released.
The coolest models released, Mark?
Yeah, the coolest models. Well, for me, and other people probably too. We got a shitload of custode stuff there. We got Sagittarium Squad. So these are the custodes from the old pictures people remember with bolt guns, but they're not actually carrying bolt guns.
what are they carrying, Mark?
They're carrying, oh boy, I can't remember what the gun is called, but it's basically a heavy bolter / like disintegrator laser.
Oh, custodies. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, these look really, really cool. Yeah, but we were seeing these sort of like, not leaks, but we're seeing images of these. On the cover Inferno, when Games Workshop previewed Inferno like 2 weeks ago, we saw these guys are on the cover. And people have been wondering for 2 weeks what the hell they are. Are they just custodians with bolters? Because just that would be cool.
That would be cool, but they're heavy support slots, so they got to compete. So they have to have heavy bolter / laser disintegrator guns to compete. Oh,
so how many of these guys are you getting?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's definitely an upgrade sprue because it's basically a head, arms, and the gun, I believe, for these dudes.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up getting some because I have so many friggin' custodes right now. Unassembled custodes. I'm almost back up to 60. So.
Excellent. That's gonna be a hell of a fucking army.
So next thing we've got the Contemptor Dreadnought Achilles. That's the one with the giant spear.
Yes, and that's different than the other one.
Yes, yeah, this one's your elite's choice. The other one's a heavy. This one's for basically, you know, spearing things with his potential D spear. So that's all I'll say about that.
And how many of these are you getting?
I don't know, two.
Yeah, I admire that you're holding back. You're actually being reasonable and responsible. You're being a responsible adult, Mark.
I know. I'm like, ooh, I could... No, not today. next thing we got, too, is we got... I'm not sure if this is going to be an upgrade or a full kit, but it's the Caladius Annihilator. So it's the Caladius Grav Tank equipped with the... what is it called? The... it's like a twin-linked heavy blaze cannon or something like that.
This is your tank destroyer.
Yeah, this one... It packs the heavy hitting punch. I'm not sure. I got one. Once again, I'm going to have to play these on the table, see how they turn out. But once again, we'll talk about that later on.
Wicked. Yes, in our long-ass review of Inferno.
Yeah. People probably already know this too, but the Kronos Grav Carrier was released for pre-order. People actually managed to get some at the open day. This is their transport. It's not a Grav Spartan, though.
Did you get one at the open day?
I managed to get two.
Good man. This thing's fucking awesome.
One thing though, just to say about this too, this isn't the Grav Spartan, but this is this is their dedicated transport. And apparently, rumor people ask Forge World that they're not intending on making a Grav Spartan. So they probably are.
Yeah, maybe not right now. If it's not in the book, they're not going to put one out for a while until they expand the list.
Yeah, so we got to see the other Dreadnought again. More pics of the sword board. We've already seen that guy. Then we got the jet bikes. Greifalcon pattern jet bikes.
Absolutely. So you're going to get your jet bikes. You know, when I saw this, my first thought was, fucking Eldar players don't own Grav anymore. It's over. Move. Move it's aside. Over. Move aside, dying race.
Well, you can say that all you like, but they still Grav better than we Grav.
Oh, do they Grav better than you Grav?
Oh, yeah. They will, for sure.
Okay. Wait. How many of these are you getting?
Haven't decided yet. They're points-wise, they're extremely pricey, so I don't know if they're going to fit into my list.
Okay. Fair enough.
But at least three. Okay. And lastly for custodes, there was the event-only model, the Tribune, with his spear glaive thing, which is awesome.
Oh, the guy that's sitting down.
He's not sitting down. He's standing up. He's like stepping forward.
Oh, he's stepping forward. He looked like he was sitting down when I.
Yeah, he's not. He's not sitting.
Is he crouching?
No, he's like taking a step forward.
Okay, maybe we're talking about the same model then. He's taking a step forward.
Yeah, he's not sitting down.
He looks all. I don't know. He looked like he was sitting down when I saw him. Maybe I'm just.
I'm sure you've seen the memes. He kind of looks like John Malkovich.
He looks exactly like John Malkovich, and also fucking. There's another guy in the book. What's his name? Ben Kingsley.
The Thousand Suns other character. I can't remember what his name is. But
yeah, exactly. But he looks exactly like Ben Kingsley. So I think that Forge World is actually starting to...
running out of ideas for faces?
Or perhaps they're starting to plan the Horse Heresy movie.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, no. Take a bunch of 70-year-old actors.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it that was previewed for...
Forgot about the heavy dreadnought.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I scratched that out too soon. So basically their version of a Leviathan.
Yeah. But it's so sleek.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love the Custodes aesthetic. Because then you see, like, the the difference between Terran and Martian technology. You know, it's really, really cool that they went into a different direction, because these guys, like, they look like Contemptors, but they don't look like Contemptors, right? Or they don't, like, this thing doesn't, you can see that it's a Leviathan, but you can also see that it's quite different.
Yeah.
It's so much sleeker and less brutal.
So before we move on to some of the crazy, crazy things, here's a crazy thing. People were asking about, remember that picture of that Thunderhawk, JP?
Yes.
People were like, what's this Thunderhawk? And they said, we don't talk about this Thunderhawk at Forge World Open Day.
Yeah.
Supposedly, this is a plastic Thunderhawk.
Yeah, I heard rumors, but you know what? I don't want to get into rumors, and
I do. I want a plastic Thunderhawk.
I know you want a plastic Thunderhawk, but here's the thing. We've been hearing about plastic Thunderhawks since the late 90s. Like, I'm pretty not much fucking kidding.
Since Apocalypse first dropped, I think.
Well, since they made, because back in the, I want to say late 90s, Games Workshop studio decided to, like the heavy metal team, they decided to make the entire Ultramarines chapter, right? And this, yeah. as a studio army, the entire, all of it, like all 1,000 Marines, and you know, all their vehicle pool, and you know, yeah, the first company and the scout company, all that stuff. And they made, they made 3 Thunderhawks.
Yeah.
They molded them, built them, they made 3 of them. And since then, we've heard rumors about plastic Thunderhawks. Like, since that time. I mean, it's been nonstop for like almost 2 decades that we've been hearing about plastic Thunderhawks.
Yeah, this is the year, though. This is the year, people.
Look, I'm going to... It's possible. I mean, they're definitely making bigger models. Games Workshop can do it now. I mean, we heard rumors about it like a long time ago, but Games Workshop couldn't have done it back then. They did not have the technology to do it. Now, they clearly could. And it would sell like gangbusters. So I have no doubt they'll make one eventually. It's just, I take plastic Thunderhawk rumors with a grain of salt. That's all I'll say about that.
I know, I'm just too excited for it.
So. I know.
So, once again, we got a Primark picture preview. We got Magnus. What do you think, JP?
Well, okay, we have one image of Magnus. It's like his head.
Head and, you know, part of his shoulders. He looks cool.
Look. Did anybody think he was going to look anything less than amazing?
Someone probably did.
Yeah, I don't know what we've seen so far. They decided to go with the one eye gouged out. He clearly has a scar on one of his eyes. So he's the one. Because remember, we were talking about there's like 3 ways to do Magnus. Either he has one eye in the middle, he has one eye on the side, but no scar, or he has an eye that looks like it's plucked out. It looks like they went the plucked out route.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me. He's got a shifting face anyway, so you can model him. I wish he had 3 heads. I wish the kid came with 3 heads. Maybe he will. But yeah, it looks fucking awesome from what we've seen, but, you know, we haven't seen the whole thing. But clearly, Magnus is coming. He's clearly already sculpted and painted. It looks fucking awesome. What more do you want? What more can we say about this? It's like the transfers. It looks fucking great.
Yeah.
I love the ornate, the tusks that come out from the back of from his shoulders.
Yeah.
You see like 2 tusks going up. If you look at it, it's so ornate. And yeah, that's not painted on, that's sculpted. Cool, oh, yeah, it's just really, really cool. So yeah. Magnus is coming, everybody. Magnus is coming. And I'm sure he'll slot into Lehman Russ's base.
Before Dorne and Nefarious.
Before Dorne and Nefarious, yes. I don't think some people said that Dorne Nefarious, it wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this. And Forge World do like the misdirection sometimes. Dark Angel shoulder pads, for example. Warlord Titan, you know, it's like they don't always show all their cards, but from what I understand, the news about Dorne and Nefarious isn't good. But we'll see.
Yeah. So next big, I guess this is kind of a bombshell from them, Black Books. Apparently, they want 15 to 20 in the series.
Well, I don't know why this surprises anybody. I really don't. I mean, this is a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Why would you rush things to get to Terra?
Yeah. You remember what we were saying before, too, about, you know, people having their Encyclopedia Britannica sets, you know, like 20 books?
Yeah.
This is your Encyclopedia Heresy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're making so much money off Heresy. I don't see why people thought that they would speed things up. Now, this shows us that we're going to get the Talarn book, and we're going to get, I was going to say Thramis, but that's for later. We're going to get, you know, we're going to get all the stories and everything, all these things that we want to explore. We're going to get our Moloch book, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah.
I think this is great news, and why would we want to rush things? The 40K has been around since like 1987. It's been around for 30 years. Why couldn't Horus Heresy be around for another 30 years?
Exactly. Yeah, this is awesome.
So this doesn't surprise me. A lot of people thought this was a bombshell. I don't think it's a bombshell. I mean, there's no question that Forge World would keep putting out books so long as people kept buying them. My only concern is frequency. I'm hoping that we can get back to two books a year. Because otherwise it's gonna, well, it's not gonna be long. I want it to be as long as possible. It's just that I would like at least twice a year to have a big shift in the game. More stuff to talk about. But that just means that the Age of Darkness podcast will go on forever.
Quite possibly.
Why not? It's fun. So no, this is great. I don't see why, did you think it was a bombshell? Are you surprised by this?
I'm surprised by the fact they said they didn't. Well, they said 15 to 20, so they kind of left it open. But the amount of books they're planning, I didn't think they'd ever tell us what they were planning.
Well, it's kind of a ballpark, isn't it?
Well, it is. The 15 to 20 gives them leeway to do what they want.
Yeah, and remember, the Siege of Terra is going to be like a 5-book series.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's great. It just means that we're getting our Talarn book.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing of all.
Definitely. So, JP, tell us about Angelus.
Angelus. Well, okay. Now, back in, I guess in the 18th century, this vampire called Darla sired a...
I didn't think you were going to go there, but that's exactly what I was thinking.
Angelus is, book 8 of the Horus Heresy series. The next black book that's coming out after Inferno is going to be Angelus. We already knew this. But we've got some details about what's going to be in it.
We sure do, man. Cygnus Prime, the Thramas Crusade, the Prosecution of Sarum, the Siege of Baal, and the Passage of the Angel of Death.
The Thramas Crusade, Mark. They're gonna do the Thramas Crusade!
I know, it's freaking cool.
Yeah, but we didn't think we were gonna do that. I was sure that Thramas was gonna... I was hoping that Thramas was gonna be in this book, but rumors... You know... Fucking, this community is like a sewing circle. Like, rumors were going around that Thramis wasn't gonna happen. Or wasn't gonna be in this book, at least. And I guess they decided to put it in, which is great, because Thramis is such an important part of the story. It's so crucial. I'm so glad we're gonna have the Thramis Crusade.
Yeah, this is freaking gold, man. Absolute gold.
The only thing that concerns me is that I would have liked it to be its own book, because I think that's how big Thramis is in the story, but I'm just fucking happy we're gonna get Thramis, and soon.
Yeah. And there's so much more in this book, too. Like, well, we'll get all the Blood Angel, you know, Dark Angel fluff. We'll get all their rules. Dark Mechanicum.
Indeed, with Sarum. Yeah, the demon world. Well, it's not a demon forge yet, or a hell forge. But yeah, the Dark Mechanicum of Sarum, which is fucking cool. You remember what Sarum is?
That's the place where, like, the Blight, like, no, not where Blight drones. No, I don't remember.
Sarum, it's a world that was taken by the, it's in book one, Betrayal. It's a world that was taken by the, or saved by the World Eaters, and the World Eaters wound up fucking just slaughtering a bunch of people.
Cool.
But yeah, in the background, it might be in the Imperial Armored book, for the Traitor Legions or something like that. Anyways, I don't remember exactly, but Sarum is what will eventually become a Hellforge, or, you know, a Demon Forge world.
Awesome.
So we're going to get to the Sarum Mechanicum, which is fucking awesome. Dark Mechanicum.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And this is probably one of the coolest things in the book, is demons.
Finally, yes. Finally, we're able to put to rest this interminable argument about whether or not demons are an acceptable part of the game.
Yeah.
Demons and Diabolism. So yeah, that's very exciting. Now, once again, just to repeat, while we're recording this, this just happened like 2 hours ago, this seminar. We don't have all the information out there. We will talk about it in some greater length in the main show, I think. I don't think we have a choice to do that. Hopefully we'll have some more information for you later in the week. This is just some first impressions, and it's looking pretty epic.
Definitely.
So this is going to be the Thramis Crusade. Okay, I know everything Cygnus Prime, Thramis, Sarum, the Siege of Baal, The only thing, what's the passage of the Angel of Death?
I have no idea, man.
That's the only one that I'm confused about. Well, hopefully we'll have more information later on in the week. This is just your little briefing. Can I talk about the only bad part about this?
Sure.
No white scars.
Yeah, no white scars.
Why no white scars? Okay. From what I understand, Forge World kind of was inspired by the old Angels of Death codex from 2nd edition. Do you remember that one? Of course you do.
Oh, yeah.
You used to play that, the Blood Angels back then. It was a rhetorical question. Yeah, okay, so they wanted to do a book with Blood Angels and Dark Angels. It's just that this really sucks, because the only Legion that was left to do is the White Scars, and now we're going to have to wait till... I'm hoping that we don't have to wait till 2019.
Hopefully not.
But this really sucks. But, on the other hand, everybody always forgets about the White Scars anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a part of the... No, that's not a joke. It's like it's part of the background that everybody forgets about the White Scars. It's in the novel Scars. Like, Malkador, at one point, he says straight up, it's like, oh, yeah, the Scars. Like, why does everybody keep forgetting about them?
Seems like something you wouldn't want to forget about.
No, it's because the Scars do their own thing. That's the thing, that, like, you could order them to do something. They might do it.
Yeah.
But this really sucks for White Scar players, and especially, like, I love the White Scars. Probably my favorite Loyalist Legion. And I think it's a huge bummer that they're not getting it done. Hopefully that means that the Scars get, like, maybe their own book. Like, I don't know what it would be. It's not going to be Chondax. But it really sucks for Scars players. Going to have to wait, hopefully not a whole year. But I don't want to get negative about this. I mean, it's really a shame that the White Scars aren't in this book. And they're going to be the last Legion that is done, but... hopefully that just means that they're going to be amazing. They're already amazing. That's the thing. They don't need a big boost. That's the only positive side. They're already one of the better legions just based on their on their rules from book 6. So
yeah.
It's not like they're not playable right now. But it's a shame. Did you have anything else to say about Angelus?
No.
There's not really. No. We don't know much yet. So hopefully we'll have some more details for you in the next little while. For just today, Sunday, the 5th of February, just after the Weekender ended, that was your briefing. This is just, like, amazing stuff.
And absolutely.
And yeah, Forge World did such a great job keeping, like, the rest of the worldwide community informed as to what's going on. We didn't have to wait for leaks from what happened. I mean, this is just... it looks like it was a great event, and hopefully Mark and I will be able to attend next year. We'll see, but that's definitely the primary objective.
That would be cool.
Yeah, so thanks to everybody for listening to this little briefing. I guess this is going to be longer than it usually should be, but at the same time, we've concluded that the weekly briefing isn't going to be weekly, just because there's a lot of weeks when there's just nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
But we will be putting these out when there's something to talk about. And this one was a bit longer, but I think it was worth going into it in some detail. And in the next few days, there will be more stuff that will come out that will sort of beef up what we said today. But if you listen to this, I think it'll give you a good idea of all the amazing stuff that's in store for us as colossal, huge, mega fans of the Horus Heresy.
Hell yeah, man.
Okay, so once again... don't forget to like us on Facebook, check us out on iTunes, follow us on SoundCloud, go to Stitcher, go to Google Play Music if you like the Android. Send us an email at agedarkestpodcast@gmail.com. If you like what we're doing and you want to support us, consider supporting us on Patreon. And finally, if you have some comments about the weekly briefings, about what we can do with it, because I'm enjoying doing this, so if you have any comments, please let us know how we can improve this. And I guess that'll do for today.
Sounds good, man.
So, as usual, I'm JP.
I'm Mark.
And thanks for listening.